Wondering if you should stay in Illinois or move out of state? Get your copy of Scott Tucker's book, Escape Illinois, Should I Stay or Should I Go? Get your complimentary copy at retirementdakota.com.
Investment advisory services are made available through AE Wealth Management, LLC, a registered investment advisor.
Cam Buckner, thank you for actually saying 100% of Illinoisans, really, this is not on our list of things to deal with at this particular moment in time. We're glad you acknowledged that. This is the state rep representing the 26th district. How are you today, Cam?
I'm doing fantastic, Lisa. How are you?
Good. Did you kind of just blow it off yesterday, or were you as angry as I was when the headline was, you know, first printed?
I think I was less angry than most people. And the reason why is that I expected for the Bears to pull this card a long time ago. I, in fact, was surprised that it took them this long to push this button. And so, Kevin Warren did call me and give me a heads up on Wednesday evening, right before the news broke. He did not make it clear that he was going to say the actual words Indiana. He just said outside of Cook County, which I knew what that meant, so I didn't ask the question. I expected this. This is part of how negotiation works, I think. I think the Bears got to be very careful about doing this, though, because it creates a bad precedent and creates some bad blood in Springfield with folks who they need on their side, like the governor. But I also will say that they were very clear in the letter that this is not about leverage, which makes it very clear to me that this is about leverage, right? It's like I asked my son what he was doing last night. He was too quiet in his room. I said, "What are you doing?" He goes, "I'm not being bad," which means he's being bad.
Yeah.
And so this is just what I expect. This is par for the course.
Yeah, absolutely. You had said back in October, one of your quotes back then was, it reflects a longer pattern of tone deafness from this franchise when it comes to its relationship with the city that made it. We're talking about a franchise valued at nearly $10 billion offering scraps to Chicago. And I think that's how many of us feel. Like, you could have only hit us with a bigger dagger if you said you were moving it to southern Wisconsin.
Yeah, I mean, that's right. And this just has been a series of missteps by this organization. And I'm not sure where their true north is or what they're trying to do here. The fact of the matter is that if you go way back to, I guess, 2021, when they bought the land in Arlington Heights, Lisa, any of us who's ever worked in corporate America or in the private sector knows that if you procure something for $200 million, right, but there is no plan to make it work, there was no tax certainty, there was no legislative plan, there was no plan with the village of Arlington Heights, and they just bought the land, assuming that things were going to go their way. People get fired for that, and maybe people did get fired for that in the Bears case. I know Kevin Warren's trying to clean up some of this mess, but none of this makes a whole lot of sense to me. I'm confused at why they're doing it this way.
Yeah, our sports anchor, Kevin Powell, is here. He's got to hit you with a question.
Hey, Cam.
What's up, Kevin?
What specifically, just so everyone's on the same page, what do the Bears want? And what are they asking for from state leaders? And how, realistically, how soon can they come to an agreement, whatever that is? But what exactly are they pushing for with this bill?
The most current thing that they've asked for is that they want a freeze in the property taxes on the Arlington Heights parcel. The reason that has worked for folks in the past, because you got good PR people, you can say this is not public money. Oh, and by the way, we want $1 billion in infrastructure for roads and bridges and tunnels to make this work. Those are conversations that the state has actually said we're willing to have, because we do infrastructure for big developments across the board. The point I've raised about property taxes is, although you can spin it to say this is not public money, the truth of the matter is that they will bring some stress to the infrastructure in Arlington Heights. Usually, the increase in property value that they're going to bring there, they would be paying for that stress, but they're asking not to pay for it, right? So that means school, fire, police get less money. At some point, either the people of Arlington Heights have to pay that bill themselves, or they will come to the state of Illinois and ask for relief because they can't cover the price of what the Bears, the stress that the Bears bring on the situation. So what we've said is, let's have a real conversation about what the benefit is for the people. No one ever said no. I just want to remind people, the state has never said no. We said go back to the drawing board and figure out a plan. In Kevin's letter, he said that there's no state partnership. I would challenge everybody to go back and look and hear what Speaker Welch and President Harmon and Governor Pritzker said a year and a half ago, telling the Bears and the White Sox to get in the same room and to come up with a financing plan so that we can make one piece, one move on sports stadiums and not have to do this again for 40 years. They did not do that. Speaker Welch has said that if they're going to talk about moving somewhere like Michael Reese, where there'll be a catalyst to a community that needs development, then we can have a better conversation about public subsidies. They have not had that conversation. And so it's hard for me to take the letter seriously because we have tried to work with them. But the Bears have, you know, once again, flip-flop changed, and they've not been very clear about how they want to move forward.
Kevin Warren and George McCaskey said they wanted to break ground this year. That's obviously not going to happen. So, again, when will this all get resolved, whether it's in Arlington Heights or somewhere? I mean, are we looking early 2026? Because I think everyone's kind of just like, let's move on with this. Let's get on with this. Let's get something done and have some certainty on where the Bears will be playing down the road.
I believe that it could happen in the next calendar year, in the 2026 year, in the 2026 session, if the Bears do a couple things. The Bears have to first come to us and say, let's push the reset button. I know we had a Chicago press conference and an Arlington Heights press conference and an open letter to people about Indiana. We're going to refocus. We're going to atone for our mistakes in the way we've approached this process, and this is what we would like to discuss in order to move forward. I think they have the ability to do that. They've refused to do that up until this point. No one is anti-Bears. People just want they're pro-transparency, and we have to go back to our constituents and sell whatever this thing is. And right now, they're making it very difficult.
Are you feeling a win tomorrow night?
I hope so. I hope so. And listen, guys, this is even the bigger reason why I don't understand what they're doing right now, not just as a legislator, not just as a person who worked in sports.
But as a Bears fan.
But as a Bears fan and a football guy. Like, I was in the stadium. I was working in the stadium as a high schooler who was an usher in 2001 when we lost to the Philly Eagles. And that same night, they began the demolition on the old Soldier Field, right? And we got the spaceship. I was there in 2019 for the double doink. Like, we're playing good football. Best football in 40 years. Bears fans deserve to have this moment without talking about a stupid stadium that they have not done the work on yet.
Amen. And may I say this, Cam? We've kind of given this a little thought, and boy, we'd love to see that spaceship ripped out of Soldier Field if they do not ever come back to Soldier Field. Get that crap off the top of the building so the city can look right again.
Yeah, it's ugly. But I will tell you this. One, I think, interesting thing about where we are right now with this stadium saga and with the way they're playing football right now is that tomorrow on national TV, you're going to see some amazing shots of a stadium on the lakefront looking at the most beautiful city in the world. And I don't know how anybody can see that and say, I think Gary, Indiana would be better.
Amen. Amen. Or that Arlington Heights would be better. I'm still holding out a little bit of hope that something gets done and we could keep them into Chicago. But of course, everybody tells me that's not going to happen. But for God's sakes, if they move them to Indiana, I know they've lost this Chicago Bear fan.
Yeah, same here.
All right. Great to talk to you. Keep up the good work. Have a very Merry Christmas, Cam.
Thank you all. Merry Christmas.